Welcome to What's Poppin'. Today we get to know Martha Larkin a little better and talk a little bit about the message from the previous Sunday. Martha, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. This is my first time doing this, so I'm ready.
It's going to be great. Don't you worry. Martha, how did you get to Prince of Peace?
Elizabeth.
Yes?
Elizabeth mentioned that they had an opening. But prior to that, in 2019,
yeah.
I've been praying to God for a new change in my dental career. I've been in the dental field for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
And I was ready for a change.
Okay.
Elizabeth and I have worked together.
For a long time?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually got her first job working in the dental field when she was in high school.
Really?
She came to work for our office, you know, filing x-rays. You know, she was a big help.
Okay.
And now I look at her and I go, you know, here I started you in the dental field. And now that I'm out of the dental field, you in my latter days, you directed me somewhere different.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, it was a blessing in disguise. 2 weeks prior to getting the notification that they had an opening, I was telling my husband,
yeah,
we were praying, and I said, you know, God, I really want to work in the school district. I want to work in Fremont. You know, sometimes I always say it's God's timing. It's not...
not ours.
It's
yeah.
It's not ours.
Yeah.
Even though we're ready. But everything... I always told Miss Ellie that if it was meant to be, it's going to be. And just the way everything transpired from the beginning of the call to the way the interview came through. And
so how long have you been at Prince of Peace now?
Since April of this year.
April of this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a God thing that brought you here.
Absolutely.
And Elizabeth had a hand in that, but she was working for God on that one.
And, you know, no one knew that we were related.
I didn't know that until very recently, actually.
The only one that knew, because we felt, I felt bad not telling people, because it's not like, but was Miss Lorena.
Okay.
We did share with her because I didn't want them, I wanted them to get to know how we worked together without them knowing that we were related.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've always worked very well together. We very respectful, we very professional, and... And then when people realized, oh, they had no idea.
Okay.
But we just wanted them to get a different, you know.
Yeah, to understand. Yeah, to know that you guys are related.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that seems like a good thing to do. And like I said, I had no idea until probably, I think 6 weeks ago is the first time I heard about it.
Yeah,
and so had no idea, but that's obviously not a problem either. And so at Prince of Peace, what do you do?
I'm the preschool office manager. Well, actually, the first thing I do that I love to do is actually greet the children and the parents.
Is that your favorite thing to do? Is that your
best
part of your job?
It really is, because it's just,
yeah,
it's getting to know everyone. When I first started working there, that's exactly what I started doing. I started saying hello. At first, there were some parents that didn't
say hello back.
No, but then later, it's like, you know, you start building a relationship with them.
And you see them all the time.
Exactly. You get to know them. So I try to, you know, I take my job very seriously. You know, whenever I get an email, I like to respond to it right away because, you know, it's their time as well as ours, you know. And if I get, my thing is, if I get something on my desk, I want it off my desk.
I'm with you.
You know, and it's just, and I like learning new things. And I have learned a lot of new things just in the short time that I've been here.
Yeah.
And it's been a big blessing. And the biggest thing that I actually enjoy is that we actually get to worship God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a blessing, and Miss Lorena has been a big, big, you know, she's like my mentor.
She's pretty awesome.
She is, and then it's just she's got this gentle voice and just very soothing.
Yep.
Just the fact that we can worship God
and pray together,
exactly, and be there for each other.
Yep. Yeah, that's a nice aspect of working in a church or a church school, that you are able to do those sort of things. We're probably a little less of that in the dental field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what? I love what I did in the dental field, but, you know, I'm very happy with the change that I made and from the interviews and everything. And I really love the people that, you know, I work with.
Well, we love having you here, Martha.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And you could tell just by the way people talked about you as you came in for the interview today for the podcast. Everyone's so excited to hear more about you and how you got here. So,
you know, it was a godsend.
Yeah.
God led me here, and this is my my final job.
Your final job?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've talked about being at Prince of Peace a little bit, and I ask everyone who comes in the podcast to give me two things from the message from the previous Sunday of something they thought was interesting or good or anything like that. And so do you have two things from last Sunday?
Yes. Well, you know what? This is what happened. I was listening to the live cast.
Yeah.
I was listening to yours the...
A week before?
And then the okay. girl went. So it was kind of like I was listening to both of them. Wait a minute. I hear two voices over here and the other one. And I'm like... So I was picking up stuff that you had said from the original, which I really loved about the dark, being in the dark.
Yeah.
So I got a little message from both of them.
Okay.
But then I went back and replayed the original one that I was supposed to listen to.
Yeah.
But I really liked the one that you called about the darkness. I've always loved the ocean and I love the lighthouses.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, a lighthouse represents, you know, when you're in darkness, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And to me, that's God being there for us and stuff like that. So when you were talking about that, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
But then when Pastor Zelt was talking about the thing that really touched me there is about grace, you know, and about being kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes...
A kind God, a loving God. But not, like we say a loving God a lot, that almost means nothing to us. But when we say a kind God, it takes a different connotation onto it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I could, you know, and that just, so those are the two, like I said, I had two, I was listening to two. Maybe it was meant for me to listen to both of them.
Yeah, you got them both. Yeah.
You know, but one thing I did, he did talk about, you know, like when you're behind someone that's,
not pulling up around the corner.
I've been so guilty of doing
that. That's totally me too.
And it's like, you know, when I was commuting, I did 10-year commute. When I lived in Redwood City, I was working in Los Altos.
Okay.
It was not bad. But then when I moved to Newark and I still had a commute to, I had all the dot-comers, the Facebook, Yahoo, Apple, Google.
A lot of rage every day.
Traffic. And yes, I became a different person in the back, you know, behind the scene, and I'm trying to change that about myself, you know, because I don't commute, but you know, I have like flashbacks when I'm getting stuck in traffic. It's like, okay, I need to work on that myself, you know, and not be, I've done that where I honk at people. It's like, what are they doing? Mm. You know, and you realize, okay, there's a reason.
We're so quick to judge others.
We are.
Yeah.
And
you
know, that's something that I would love to change about me. You know, I always say that, you know, try to walk in someone's shoes before you, you know, you don't know what people are going. That's why to me, kindness is very important.
Yeah.
You know, being kind, because you have no idea what people are going through.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's the thing where if God is kind like that, he doesn't judge us like we judge others. Like it's hard for us to receive his kindness because we don't really understand how to give his kindness.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I think that, like I said, the both messages that I've received, that I was yours and Pastor Zelt together. Yeah. So to me, I got a little bit of both. That I really enjoyed.
Well, good. Thanks for sharing that. So I have one last question for you then, all right?
Okay.
And hopefully you can figure this out, because I was trying to figure out if I could do it myself, and I'm not sure I can answer this very easily. So other than in airports, how many states have you been to?
11.
11.
Yes.
Can you name them off?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, I went to Massachusetts.
Okay.
Mississippi.
Okay, it's two.
Well, I could say I've been to New Orleans.
Three.
Arizona.
Four.
I wrote them down.
I would have to write them down.
I did write them down. I've been to Maine.
Really?
I love Maine.
What took you to the East Coast, just to go visit?
Actually, when my late husband, Art, passed away, one of the patients that we had, he was special needs, and the families would always come in there. And one day the mom came in and we were talking and stuff, and my husband was had terminal cancer, and I was trying to find someone to come and do a, you know, Christmas carols for him, because he was disabled, he was paralyzed.
Okay.
And out of nowhere, she showed up at my doorstep with her husband, her grandkids, her kids.
Really?
It was the most touching thing that someone's ever done, you know, for my late husband.
Yeah.
And it was just so, so touching.
Yeah.
And I never forgot the kindness that they bestowed on him, you know, for his last Christmas.
Yeah.
And one day, you know, because I took care of him, I was his caretaker.
Yeah.
I worked during the day and I took care of him at night. And
not
she
easy.
Said, Martha, if you ever need a mental break, let me know. And, you know, that happened, and after Art passed away, she came into the office, and I said, you know what? I think I need that mental break. And she says, well, she had a place in Kennebunkport.
Oh, okay.
And she said, you could go ahead and stay there. I go, and she wanted me to stay for free. And I said, well, I can't do that. Well, she goes, I guess you're not going to go then. So then we paid for our airfare, but then she it was the most beautiful experience that I had. We flew into Boston.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went into Salem. We went to Kittery. We went to New Hampshire. We went through all the states. It was just beautiful.
What a blessing.
It was just such a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Did it give you the break you needed?
It did. Yeah. And the house that we stayed in, we were close to Goat Island. I put my feet in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful vacation. I was there for 10 days, and it was just very, very special.
So that's fantastic. It's a good story. And then, so that's how you got to the East Coast. Then the next place you mentioned was Mississippi, and
I went to New Orleans. Dental convention. Our doctor treated us there.
Okay.
I've been to Hawaii.
Okay.
Actually, one was dental convention that our doctor sent us to. But then I did go on a vacation to Maui and Kauai and Oahu. Right. So it was beautiful. I love Hawaii.
Only been there once. Yeah. It is quite beautiful, though.
It is beautiful. Yeah. But I have a lot of things on my bucket list that I would love to. I love to travel.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a traveler. You know what? I'm a big foodie, and I love to travel. I'd rather, less is best for me. I'd rather have a vacation. So my husband and I, we don't give each other gifts. So what we do is we plan a trip together and we go on a trip together.
Nice. Do you know what's happening for this Christmas for the gifts?
For this one, we just do a white elephant with the family, but with my husband, because, you know, I recently lost my sister. And we're just helping out the family, you know, financially with the sons. They weren't prepared for something like that.
I believe it,
So we all pitched in as the family that we come together and help each other in our time of need.
That's very nice.
So right now, that's what we did. Okay. And then we are planning something sometime next year.
Okay. Yeah. And then one last thing, because you mentioned it. So you said you're a foodie.
I love to cook.
Yeah.
I do. I love to cook. And in my downtime, I love going to the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is very relaxing for me.
Yeah.
It's just...
Favorite beach?
I like Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay.
I love Half Moon Bay.
That's a pretty common one I've heard so far. People like Half Moon Bay.
It's really nice. You know, I've been down the coast, you know, going down from... you start a day in Capitola, and then go all the way down Highway 1. You go to all the beaches. Yeah. Pescadero. Have you been to Pescadero?
Nope.
Pescadero, there's a restaurant called Duarte's.
Duarte's?
Their breakfasts are delicious, but they're well known for their artichoke soup.
Oh, really?
And it's a little town, but then you walk into the grocery store and they make homemade bread with, you know, if you like to dip it with oil and
interesting.
And balsamic vinegar.
All right.
Then you can make a picnic, you know.
Those
with
are
the
good
kids.
Tips.
Yeah, so, you know, you can find a lot of little treasures.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Martha. And
You're
thank
welcome.
You for coming on the show today. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.